The death toll from forest fires raging in Chile has reached more than 120 people. It could climb higher. Hundreds remain missing. The country is observing 2 days of national mourning. Much of the western coast of South America has been gripped with extreme hot and dry weather due to an El Niño weather pattern this year. NPR's Carrie Kahn reports.
Volunteers work to clear fallen trees on the road around the once grand botanical gardens on the hill above the seaside cities of Valparaíso and nearby Viña del Mar. Forest fires roared through neighborhoods here, whipped by high winds burning everything in sight. Daisy Lambert helps her neighbors clear burned rubble and ashes. So many old people died. They burned inside their home, she says. If I hadn't come and gotten my father and sister out, they would have died too, she says. Authorities say some bodies are so badly burned, identification is difficult. At least 3,000 homes have been lost or damaged. President Gabriel Boric promises government help for this, quote, grave emergency. This is the most catastrophic disaster to hit our country since the 2010 earthquake, says Boric. More than 500 people died then. Interior Minister Carolina Toa Morales says an investigation is underway into the cause of some of the biggest fires.
Pero hay bastantes indicios de que puede haber habido intencionalidad.
There are plenty of signs, she says, that the blazes may have been intentionally set. The governor of Valparaíso region said over the weekend that four fires appeared to have begun at the same time. Alexander Kowalski's 50-year-old home miraculously is still standing. But the 45-year-old says his neighbors weren't so lucky. He says he's seen a lot of burned bodies, which has been very difficult. He and his neighbors are keeping guard throughout the night against looters, which he says is a problem, despite a 9 p.m. curfew. With John Bartlett in Valparaíso, Chile, I'm Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Rio de Janeiro.